Welcome to the latest edition of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. I am Frankie Sachs. I am here with Javier Cantero, and we are here in front of a big week. Why is it a big week? It's the last week before the break. It's the last week before Unlimited changes. So it's a week you got to get things right to stay in the race. Right, Javi?
Absolutely. Hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. It's going to be a very exciting fantasy week in terms of there's a certain lack of availability of some players. And we're going to talk about it, especially talking about centers. I think right now getting the right center is it's really tough. And that's going to make the difference probably in this round 26. So we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, and if in the past I felt like you always had to get your coach right because that was so valuable, and now there's only a couple centers. And if you choose wrong, it's really tough to recover from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now with no Milutinov and no Fall, well, Moses Wright looks good, but then he didn't play well in the last round. He played excellent in round 24, but not so good in round 25. Lots of players are up and down. There's no such thing as a consistent center. Maybe the only one is Vincent Poirier. But we don't know if Tavares is going to be back soon. He's supposed to play in the Copa del Rey. That means he's in 2 weeks' time. So maybe to get some rhythm, he'll be back very soon. We saw him practice already. It's difficult. It's difficult. Like I said, probably Lesort is the only reliable, super reliable center. But then when Panathinaikos loses, he doesn't play that well. So it's tricky. It's tricky.
Absolutely. And as I was just telling you off the air, this is my dilemma. If I should go all out on and get Lesort this week and have almost no safety net at center, or stick with what I had last week, which served me well. How did you do last week? Let's ask you that, because I had another pretty good week, over 200 points. I'll take that every week.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I had 195 points, which given my number of credits is very remarkable, I think.
Yes, that's outstanding.
Yeah, I think everybody played well. Everybody scored 16 or more, only because I had Marinkovic scoring 16, but everybody scored 20 or more. I got a little bit lucky because Dan Oturu is injured and I had Thibaut Plais already, and he played really well. But yeah, I mean, I'm very happy with my team right now. I'm not going to make significant changes. I'm going to keep all my stars. I was thinking about trading Poirier, but then he had a PAR of 37 in a Spanish league game against Girona. So one more week for Poirier. I think I'm going to keep him until Tavares comes back.
I think while we're talking about this, we're taping this on Sunday night. I don't know if it'll be released before Tuesday morning, but we're looking ahead. But I say this every week, but I mean this more now than any week. Thursday is when you really have to revisit all your moves and see, you know, we may hear that Tavares is going to play. That will impact things. We may hear different things that with different teams, different centers, different positions. And also, by the way, other injuries that pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, speaking of centers, Brandon Davis is injured. Dan Oturu, like I said, is injured. And, I mean, it's getting harder and harder to actually have a competitive team with a good center. Who was the other guy? There was another... like I said, Brandon Davis and Petrušev also was kind of... but he returned to action, right?
So yes, he was back.
Valencia is in a situation with Pradilla should step up, with Touré and Davis out midterm, both of them. Mm-hmm. Pradilla is the only pure center. I know that they're using Damien English at the five positions. They're also using very small lineups with Semi Ojeleye sometimes at center also. But right now, Pradilla is really cheap, really good, and I think a very solid choice at backup center, taking into account that... Valencia plays Alba Berlin in Berlin. You have Chris Kumacher, right?
I do, yes.
I wouldn't trade him if I were you. He's only under 8 credits, and he has a huge size advantage over everybody in Valencia. He could be looking to a monster game this week. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I've had him for a couple of weeks now, and he hasn't put out, you know, explosive numbers, but he's put out very good numbers for his price. And sometimes that's what you're looking for, especially like I said, if you don't have great centers that you can count on. Right now, I've had Josh Nebo, and he got me 17 last week, last round, I believe the round before he had 10. So, that's why you have a guy like Kumaji out there who can give you that boost. Of course, what you hope for is that Kumaji plays first. This week it's the opposite. Kumaji is turn two on Friday. Nibo is against Baskonia, which is another team which is hurting on the front line. So that.
That's I mean, Baskonia right now, I think, is the most interesting team in fantasy right now because of injuries. Unfortunately, Tadas Sedekerski, who had a huge start of the season, is out. Also, Khalifa Diop is out for a little bit, meaning that they have to readjust the team a little bit, and all of a sudden, Nikos Rokkavopoulos, who wasn't playing that much, is playing over 25 minutes every game. And right now, at the three and even four position, Marinkovic is seeing more and more playing time and playing really well, making the most out of it. Rokkavopoulos is playing the three and the four. And Rokkavopoulos is under 6 credits right now. So I think he's a very good choice. As well as, of course, Chima Moneke, who has been fantastic all season. And now, without Sedekerskis, he's the only pure power forward, let's say. So I'm counting on Moneke to. In fact, I'm going to put three Baskonia players in my lineup next. I mean, for round 26, because right now the rotation is what it is.
They also have an attractive matchup this week against ASVEL. It could be a high-scoring game. So right now, I have only two Baskonia players, but I have two ASVEL players in my lineup.
Well, I mean, if you we always end up talking about revenge games and people playing against former teams, but given the lack of size in Baskonia right now, with only Mike Kotsar as the pure center, maybe Yusupa Fall, who played for Baskonia for a couple of years, could be a good choice. He's playing well, and I think he'll be motivated to show what he can do against his former team. And I like the matchup, especially because the game is in West Arena. So he can show Baskonia fans he still got it.
Right, it's all again a matter of how do you feel. What's your backup option if you go for a player who's not a star? So I've been trying to make sure I have more. I'm very risk averse. So I like Nibor, I like Lasorda, I like those guys. I don't know if I want to take the risk on Fowl, who could have a very good game but could also have a very meh game, and that can hurt you. I don't know if I want to take that gamble this week.
Right. The other issue is that the deadline arrives this week, and no more players will be added to the yearly, but some of them will be added this week. And the question mark that everybody has in mind is, will Ricky Rubio sign for Barcelona now that he's practicing with the team? I think that even if he does, I don't expect him to play right away. He's been out for so long, he needs to find the rhythm, and a couple of practices won't do. I think he'll need, I mean, at least catch up with the team during the break, and at the very best situation for him, he will be back in action by the end of February. But I don't even think that he's going to play that early. We'll see. But what do you think? Would Ricky Rubio be an option right away, or everybody should wait and see until he steps foot on a yearly court?
Every scenario is different. Every player situation is different. But if we want to stick with that same team with Barcelona, we could look back just a few years ago when they signed Pau Gasol, and he also had not been playing for a long time, and he signed and had a press conference, but it took a couple of weeks before we saw him in uniform. Now Rubio's already been practicing, but that's it. He's been practicing for about a week. He hadn't been playing basketball at all until that. And he's not, if he does come back, he's not coming back because he wanted to play in round 26. He's coming back because he wants to play basketball again for Barcelona. He's thinking about being Ricky Rubio again at the end of the season for the playoffs, for the Final Four. And by the way, I think he makes Barcelona a very, very dangerous team if he comes back. But for fantasy purposes, I think it'll take a while before we see him as a dominant player. I don't think we'll see him this week. And even if he works his way in and is back for round 27 after a 2 week break, because we have not just the cup week, but we also have the national teams. So there's 2 weeks without games. So by the time he'll work himself in, he might be able to play by round 27, but he's not going to be playing 25 minutes at that point.
No,
So
no, no, no. No way.
I don't think that, I remember when I first bought Ricky Rubio in fantasy. Way back in the day, he was 4 credits. He was the minimum.
Right.
he's not going to be the minimum price this way. So I think you have to wait and see his role. And he may be, just because of the name, priced out of the point where he's worth buying this season. We'll see. I'm looking forward. I hope he comes back. I think it'll be great. I'd love to see him play for Barcelona again, but I don't think I'll be seeing him on my fantasy team this season.
Okay. I have a question about guards, and this is I really need your opinion here because I'm involved in one of them. I mean, I have one on my team. I don't know what to do with them. We're talking about Keenan Evans and Paris Lee. They have been fantastic lately. Keenan Evans was MVP of the round. Paris Lee has been rock solid for the last couple of months. He's been a super fantastic fantasy player. But they play on the road. Žalgiris plays in Belgrade against Zvezda, and Paris Lee plays, like we said, as well, plays in West Arena against Baskonia. Should we keep him? Or is it because they're facing low scoring teams, at least in the case of Keenan Evans. And then when it comes to Paris Lee, he's going to face one of the best, I think, defenders in the league, which is called Emile McIntyre. So should we trade Paris Lee or Keenan Evans? Should we keep both? Or what would you do?
I think it just comes down to each person's individual puzzle. How many credits do they have, and what can they do if they sell those guys? But they're players who I would have had in the mix. They're not in the mix for me because I'm fortunate to have Larkin and James and even Marcus Howard, who I like this week. But I could see a scenario where they are there. Keenan Evans, even though round 24 wasn't such a great game, as you said, round 25 he was the MVP. I think that Trinchieri is treating him like a superstar guard, and he could be putting up those Shane Larkin, Mike James type numbers on a weekly basis, and he might just shine under the bright lights in Belgrade. Paris Lee, I don't think is quite in that category, but I do think even with Miller McIntyre, this could be a high scoring game this week against as well against Baskonia. So I like all the players involved. He's a second tier guard for me right now, fantasy wise, but still, if that works into the numbers game credits wise for your team, he's a player who I would not shy away from.
All right. Well, this is time to show our teams, and
Well, there's one more
I try.
guard I'd like to bring up. I want to talk a little bit. So I actually think if we were to go back and count all the teams we've spoken about this year season, what team do you think we've spoken about the most?
I think we spoke a lot about Baskonia. I think we spoke a lot about Efes, especially.
FS, I would say FS, right? With all the injuries, now there's the coaching change,
Yeah.
right? And first of all, I'm excited about the coaching change because the new coach is a close friend of our good friend Igor Petrunovic, and we're big fans just because he's always been nice to us at the Final Fours, and we've seen him, and he's a great guy. But aside from that fact that I'm happy that now he's getting a chance to be the head coach in the EuroLeague, I also think that means for some of the guys who've been there for a while and have his confidence, that the style is going to be a little bit more like it was. I expect that Shane Larkin is going to be a guy that's going to benefit from it all. He's going to get all the credit he already deserves it. But now they're going back to the Ottoman style, where I think Shane Larkin can freelance, and they're playing against Maccabi, which has had defensive problems against guards. They just got lit up by Marcus Howard last week. So I think that Shane Larkin is, if you can afford him, Shane Larkin should be your captain for everybody this week. I'm starting that way. Now, again, I'm lucky enough that I have a backup plan, that I've got Mike James going on Friday. But I expect a big, big game from Shane Larkin this week.
Okay, three things. First, Igor Petrunovic is 227th overall in fantasy. I don't know why we don't bring him to the podcast.
He doesn't
Probably
want
here
to share his secrets with us.
yeah, I guess so. It makes sense. It makes sense. But he's doing really well. He's having a fantastic. Everything goes well for him. He had Elias Harris this week, and I mean, everything he does works. I don't
Let's
know how
give
why.
Igor a round of applause.
Yeah. Let's see, because he really deserves it, really.
And
Then
if we're lucky, we jinx him.
we'll see. The thing about Mijatovic is that I think, like you said, he's going to rely on the players he knows, and he's been in Efes since 2010. He's going to rely on Larkin. He's going to rely on Claiborne. He's going to rely on Tibor Pleiss. The players have been working with him for a long time. With that in mind, I have to say that in my best team, I had every player that I had starting on the sixth man position had a PAR of 23 or more, other than Will Clyburn, who was my team captain, of course. I mean, you cannot be more unlucky than that. But I have to say also that Clyburn pretty much decided the game with the game tied at 71. He has scored a couple of 3-pointers, and that was a ball game. So, okay, he didn't have a good game, but I expect Clyburn to play well also, but not as well as Larkin. I agree. Larkin should be, if you have him, he should be a team captain everywhere. He's gonna probably play better than anybody else.
All right, let's see your team now. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I have Larkin as captain. I kept pretty much every good player that I had. The trades are I trade Coach Mumbrú, who had 20 points. Thank you very much last week for Coach Obradovic, because he plays at home, and Partizan at home, as you know, is almost unbeatable. And then I'm making small changes. I'm changing Lekavičius for Giedraitis in the same team, because simply because Giedraitis plays more than
Yeah,
Lekavičius. I
their
trade.
roles have switched, correct.
Yeah, I traded Gianni Wetzel for Justin Bean for the same reason. Bean had 11 and 10 in the last three games, PAR. So I think he'll have a solid game against Barca here in Barcelona. And then I traded Kalaitzakis with all the little money that I saved here and there for Rocavopoulos, who I think is going to have a really good game against us as well. So I'm starting three Baskonia players with Larkin as captain, Tibor Pleyes and Vincent Poirier, leaving Ndiaye in the first turn on the bench. And then for the second, just in case everything goes wrong or something goes wrong, I have Keenan Evans, Justin Bean, and Dovydas Giedraitis ready to come off the bench. So what about you?
So far, I've only made one change. I'm
Mm.
sticking. I'm again. We'll see on Thursday. But so far, my team did very well, and I like a lot of the matchups that we're looking at. So I'm keeping. I had Roger Grimau from Barcelona as head coach. They're home against Alba. Their last two games at home have been big wins. One of them against Virtus, they won, I don't know, 20 something points. So I figured why change it? That's a good matchup. So the only player I'm swapping out is Luke Sikma, who had a couple games there, but I think now that Wright is in there, his minutes have dipped back down. And for now, I'm going with Jannie Wetzel. I might go with Bean. It'll be somewhere in that range. And the only other question I have now is after I start all my big name starters on Thursday, which are Marcus Howard and Chimo Muneke, Mike Scott, who's been playing very well for ASVEL. I don't know if I'd call him a big name, but he's been red hot. Josh Nebo at center, Shane Larkin, who I said. So then my last two turn one players, I've got Alexa and Ndiaye as the sixth man, and I'm not sure where to go. I'm leaning towards Ndiaye, but I might go with Avramovic. And then on the bench, I have, as I said, Mike James, Kumaje, and right now it's Wetzel. It could be Bean, or I could make some changes. And as I said before, maybe I decide to shake things up and go with Padilla at center on Thursday with Lasort on center on Friday. I can still afford that if I want to. I'm just kind of waiting to see how things go the next couple of days.
All right. Well, that's all we had time for. Two more things. First, we're trying to th see if you would like guys to have a mid-season or two-thirds of a season fantasy special about which player was the MVP until now, who well have an all fantasy first team and best newcomer. Talk about this and that during the break. If you want that, well, you have the comment sections. Just drop us a line and we'll be answering as soon as possible. Always, we're always on Twitter. Frankie is Mr. EuroLeague. I'm Ganchetto with the double T, and that's it. We're creating a small fantasy community that we are very proud of, and well, we're not gonna stop you in the break. If you want us to keep talking fantasy during this break, we will. And that's it. Thank you for listening, Frankie.
And also, we do it. This week is the deadline for transfers in the EuroLeague. So we don't expect, we spoke about Rubio in particular, we don't expect any players, any big signings to come in and play major roles already this week. But whatever signings are, we'll address them in the future as we go heading into round 27. We'll talk about the guys, the moves that make the most sense going forward, who's going to have the biggest impact, because there could be those impact players. And we'll in 2 weeks, regardless of what we do the next 2 weeks, in 2 weeks we'll be back to prepare for round 27, dissecting all the moves and picking our best teams.
Yeah, enjoy the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague Round 26. The regular season is coming to an end, and it's going to be fantastic. We have great games. I think this Panathinaikos against Fenerbahce could be a highlight. Also, EA7 Empoli Milan plays Real Madrid with Sergio Rodriguez returning to the Forum. Very good games, and
A
well,
lot of
very good
points
luck
this
also in the
week.
Fantasy Challenge.
A lot of points this week. Let's hope.
All right, take care.